Yeah, same here. The hiccup I have with today is I'm driving my personal vehicle. My personal vehicle has only got a DMR radio in it. My work car, I think I told you I purchased a Tate TM9900. That puppy has everything in it, but I don't have the car seats in the work car, and it's kind of frowned upon to put children in the work car. They don't care if your wife is in there. They do kind of care if you're hauling kids around. So, it's a liability thing. I get it. So today I'm driving the work car or the personal car. So all I have with me, I have an APX, but I'm at the end of the rope for both the VHF and UHF P25 mode. And what else was I going to say? So all I have today with me is an XPR5550, and that's mounted permanently. So that's why I'm able to hit everything. But I really want another one of those radios, but I really don't want to spend that kind of money again. I mean, I'm happy with the purchase. It's amazing. I talk a lot of 900 down here on it because the 900's connected to the P25 network. I enjoy that. But $3,000 for a freaking radio, and that's without trunking or any kind of a phasing.